All right, we're honored to have these men with us today, and Pastor Mino from Haiti is going to come and tell us a little bit about his work. So, brother, you come ahead and tell us what the Lord's put on your heart.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So I'm glad to come here to worship with you and to tell you about the ministry where God put me. So, I was in the church, I was in the school in Haiti, in a place called Maïsad. So there's a missionary called Leslie Baker, George Leslie Baker. So he was there a long time that, but at my time, I was there in the school. And one day, before class, I received Jesus Christ. Because they always have a service, a worshiping service before class. So I received Jesus Christ, and I keep working that church. When the time to get baptized, I get baptized, and keep serving the church. But when the time to go to Bible college, God opened doors for me to come. It was not easy because. Well, my parent is not able to do everything for children. But God, if you are His children, He has a better plan for you. So He opened me doors, that missionary, give me opportunity to come to His house and stay at His house. And there I learned Bible. And also while I am learning Bible, and he gave me opportunity to go to an institute to learn English. So, after I finished Bible college in 2001, I started church. And when God called me to start church, it was not an easy thing for me because that time I was, a hard time. I was looking for a job. I was like a young guy, finished a Bible college, learning other things, and ready to have a job to make a living. So one day, at the time I'm looking for the job, God called me. Amen. God called me and sent me in a place where I have the church I have. The prayer card is on the table. So we go there and start to call people to Christ. We evangelize people. Many people come to Christ. Evangelize people. Many people come to Christ. And people keep coming to Christ. So, but one day I said to a friend, I don't really understand. The place where I go to have evangelization, I have many people come to Christ. But really, I don't know what else. So that friend says to me, well, look, if you can find a place, a yard, where you can have, you can start a church. And I take that advice and I ask a lady, and that lady agreed with me to let me have a church in his yard. So, that lady has a coconut tree, and remember, we start a church under that coconut tree or close to it. So, God keep working with us. And we keep working too. And when the time will be get to leave that yard, God provide another place. So I go there and keep working. And it was very hard because the money was accident. I didn't have a job. Just some money God gave to me. And when the money offer, I said, Lord, well, today I will really know if you call me to have a church, to do what I'm doing. I don't have money to go back home. I have money to go to service, to work, but I don't have money to come back. And I don't like to work at night in Haiti, dangerous, because there is no light, and the people is very furious. You know, where life is hard, there is hard people too. So, and I said, Lord, if really you call me, give me a ride. Let me find a ride to come back home. And after I finish, I see a man pass by on a pickup, and I just left my head. But really, I didn't know if that man will stop to take me. And I just left my head. That man looked like he was looking to see if I will ask him for a ride to pick me. So that man quickly stopped and said, come. And that man go into the same place with me. So God gave answer for the prayer. So, and I take a ride and go home. And since that time, if I have money to go, I go. If I don't have money, I also go. Because whenever you know God is in what you are doing, don't be afraid. If God in it, you don't need to be afraid. Because wherever you are, if God there, now nothing wrong can happen. No, nothing wrong can happen to you if God is in what you are doing. So I keep working. People come to Christ. I baptize people. I get people get married. Many people get married. But we have a problem. The problem we have, we don't have a place. We don't have a place. God bless us. We have many people. But the place is too small. I need your prayer for that. The place is too small. People suffer. When the sun wakes up, when it's raining, when the dust, when it's blow, so all give problem. Where people sit down in the top blue, in the top, under the top. So every Thursday, people come to pray to say, Lord, we need a place. Every Thursday, pray for us also. I get married while I'm in the ministry. I have my wife, and I have 2 children of my own, and I have a daughter home in the church. His parent is very in difficulty. She look like has a father, but not really. Her mother cannot really take care of her. So we have her home. We help her as we're taking care of our children. We send her school too. And while when I go back home, I believe I have Bill waiting for me. I have Bill. But I am glad to take care of her. And I know the way God will take care of me to take care of my children, and God will also take care of the need of that girl too. I like that. I like to help people. We have activities with children, many children. I hope one day you can come in Haiti and you can have a very good time. You can come. Come to visit us. Come to play with children. Come to have activities with them. I love your church. I love your pastor. I'm glad to see his heart. And I love also the way I see the wife of your pastor ready to receive other people. You know what the Bible says? When you receive people, you can receive the angels. You can receive an angels because you don't know. God can come to you through someone and you don't know that. If you don't receive him and you say, Lord, I never see you. God can say to you, I come to you, but you don't receive me. When you receive someone you don't know, you can even receive Jesus Christ. You can receive God. Abraham received 3 persons. He didn't know it was God, but he received them, and God was there. Thank you very much, church. May God bless you. Also me, I will pray for you. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Everybody know that song? He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. The Lord takes care of us. Well, we also have with us brother David Mangal from Guyana. And so he's going to come and tell us a little bit about what's going on there in his country and his church.
Good evening. Thank you, preacher, for having us in this wonderful, beautiful place. It's a sure joy to be in your country and a sure joy to be in your church. Amen. My name is David Mangal. I'm from Guyana. Well, that is south of America. You guys are north, we're south. So we're like family, all right? As I said, it's a sure joy to be here. Okay, let me just tell you how I got saved, and then I'll tell you a little bit about the work in Guyana. Well, I came from a Muslim background. My mom was a Muslim. My dad, he was basically nothing. He was a drunkard, all right? And God miraculously saved my sister. We are five, three brothers, two sisters. God miraculously saved my sister, my eldest sister, and she went to church week after week, month after month, and she prayed for us. Eventually, when she got saved and she came home back and told my dad that she accepted Christ as her Savior, and my dad was angry. He threw away the Bible. My dad used to curse preachers, alright? He didn't want anything to do with God. Likewise, my mom, she was a Muslim. She never believed in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, one Sunday, something just happened. Amen. God, all of us, all of them, as my sister was praying, all of them just decide, or all of us, as a matter of fact, just decide to go to church. Amen. And that one and special day, God saved my father, my mother, my two brothers, myself, and my sister. Amen. And today, my father, you won't believe it. He, from a drunkard, he became a pastor. Amen. For 10 years, but sad to say, he died about 3 years ago. Amen. And my mom, she's still in that church that he started. She's still there with the other preacher, still assisting, trying to help her out and see the best she can do for God. What I'm trying to say today, there's power in prayer. Amen. One sister prayed for us. Amen. So don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on prayer, church. God can do great things. Amen. God will do great things through prayer. All right. That is how I got saved. It's about 40 years ago. It's a long story. Let me make it short. Amen? All right. I was a police officer, and I was attached to the special branch unit in my country. We call it like the Secret Service in Guyana. We report direct to the police commissioner. And God has bored in my heart for the ministry. Amen? So instead of serving the government, I went up by faith to start to do the work of the Lord. Amen? There are quite a few churches we have down in Guyana. We have one in Lenore, the main one. We run about 250 members there. Started since 1998. We started under a bottom house, like the house and just the bottom flat. We started there when we used to keep church there. The people, they used to mind goats. They will just open their pen, and while the preacher is preaching, you will see animal passing by, all right? It's kind of weird. It's kind of funny. But if you ever come to Guyana, you'll get a clear picture of what I'm saying. Nevertheless, God has miraculously again linked my pastor with Help Ministry. We're so thankful for them. And they brought my pastor up here, and they raised a little something for him to purchase a land on the roadside. And he came, we took that money, purchased the land, we went to the bank, took a mortgage, and God has blessed us with a beautiful building. Amen? In that main church. We also lately started another church in a village called Tushin about 2 years ago. We already run in about 150 there. Amen. We give God praise and thanks for all of these things. We have missions in Diamond, in Essequibo, in Borbis. We basically spread out in the whole of Guyana. And I've lately started another mission where my pastor had sent me out there in a village called Anna Katrina. That is an area where there are less fortunate people. Less fortunate kids, they don't doesn't have much. So I'm working in that area, and also when I get back, by the grace of God and if it's the will of God, there's also another area we already identify to plant another church here. We're trying our best in Guyana. We want to take Guyana for Christ. Amen? Amen. Likewise, you guys take the U.S. for Christ. All right. So it's a sure joy to be here, and I want to thank God so much for His miraculous work He's done in my life and the good things He's done for us. Amen? Thank you.
All right, Brother David Mangala has told us a little bit about his life and his call. And I was excited before the service to hear when he says, my pastor, that was kind of the church that sent him out to then start another church. And on his prayer card, or on his, he's got a little file folder with photos there. And you can see some of the different ministries that the Lord's using him, in which the Lord is using him. So we're praising the Lord for him. And Brother Menno and I are going to go down and let Brother Mangal preach the Word of God. All right? So, Brother, you come ahead.
Good. Well, it's me again. All right. It's a sure joy, as I said, to be in your church. And we truly appreciate your pastor. And we just want to thank God for the opportunity He has given us to be here and the opportunity to share the Word of God with you wonderful saints of the Most High God. Amen? All right, if you have your Bibles, could you please turn with me in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33. You look at one verse and see what the Lord has in store for us this evening. Amen? When you're there, please say amen.
Amen.
All right, it looks like we have a few now. All right, it says in verses 1, it says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name." And our main verse this evening will be verses 3. The verse is, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much today for your love. Father, I thank you so much today for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Father, that I can be in this church to share your word with these wonderful saints. I pray now, God, that I may decrease, and you may increase, O Father. Help me to say the things that you want me to say. May you take all our glory, praise, and honor. For I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right, I give this little message here, a little theme, whereby I put it as a loving God. And I'll tell you more why I put it that way. Amen. Today I want to tell you a little bit about a loving God. Amen. Now, just in a form of introduction, we know Jeremiah was one of the major prophets. Amen. Now, why we say major prophet? Just because Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah is bigger than some. The major prophets are the bigger books, and the smaller, minor prophets are the smaller books. All right? In the Old Testament. Good. Now we know for a fact, Jeremiah is known as the, what kind of prophet? The weeping prophet. I guess he was a crybaby, all right? No, but he was not just a crybaby, he cried for the people of God. Amen? Now, he was in prison, and if you look back in your text, you don't need to turn there, you can check whenever you're ready. He was called before board in chapter 1 and verses 5. Amen? So Jeremiah, he was a special man of God. Amen? God called him even before his birth. You can imagine that. Now, the hearts of the people in his days were hard, amen? And they wanted nothing to do with the living God, amen? But in Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 3 here, we see, while he was in prison, the word of the Lord came to him the second time. Let us look back there once more. And it says to call unto me, amen? The first point I want to share with you this evening, we notice there, the first point is that we have a pleading Savior. Amen? Hey, listen to this. He's pleading to Jeremiah. Imagine, here is a loving God, a merciful God, a long-suffering God. Amen? He's saying to his creation, his prophet, call unto me. Alright? Now, Jeremiah was probably discouraged. Amen? Being a prophet and in prison. Friends, you can imagine how Jeremiah probably felt. Amen? In prison, look, I'm a prophet of God. I've known the power and see miracles that God did. And look, here am I now in prison. How discouraging that will be. If one of you were to end up in prison, which I hope it will never happen, you'll be discouraged. Isn't that true? Even if, for example, you have to go to court for a little court case, sometimes you're discouraged, you're down and out, you're wondering what will be the outcome, what the judge or the magistrate will say. Amen? Now, as I said, the first point there we notice we have a pleading Savior. Amen? Friends, in your time of discouragement, God is saying to you to call unto Him. Amen? In times of your sickness, you can call upon this God that we are serving. Amen? In times of your sorrow, you can call upon God. In times of your testings and trials, you can call upon God. In times of your heartaches and your pains. Hey, when no one cares for you, no one seems to love you, no one seems to want to be around you anymore, there is Christ, and you can call upon Him. Amen? That is the type of God that we are serving this day. Amen? The disciples in the story, remember the story in the boat? Who they called upon? They called upon Jesus. Amen? Hey, the thief on the cross called upon Christ. Amen? Daniel's in the lion's den. He didn't just stay quiet there. I bet he cried out for God in the lion's den. Amen? Listen to this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What went through their mind? Amen? As they were about to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Hey, what did they charge? They call upon their God. Amen? So tonight, whatever problem you're going through, whatever heartaches and pains, amen, you can call upon the risen Savior, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Elijah called upon his God. He prayed 63 words. What God did? God consumed the sacrifice, amen. Hey, we're serving a loving God today. Imagine that God had created the moon and the stars, the air, the trees, and all these beautiful creation around us. He is telling one of his creation, his prophet, hey, call upon me, all right? Now, when your pain and your sorrow, when there is no money, hey, when all hell break loose in you, when the devil is blasting you with constant fire today, you can call upon God, church. Amen? Always remember, you can call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, he will never leave you, he will never forsake you. Amen? Christ is there with you until the end. No matter what heartaches you go through. Amen? Preacher, no matter what pain, no matter what sorrow, you know, to be a pastor, you get a world of headache with church people, alright? I'm not saying you guys give your preacher headache. But don't get it, you ought to walk with Panadols or headache tablets when you go to church, amen? They give you some real trouble sometimes. Nevertheless, the word I want to tell you today is that you can always call upon God, no matter what you're going through, amen? And as you sit here, many of you might smile at me, many of you might seem happy, but deep down in your heart, there is pain and there is sorrows and there is heartaches and there are different needs. Some maybe might have financial needs and some might have a broken marriage today. Some might have rebellious kids and there's something each and every one of us face each day. Amen. Hey, we know we cannot resist sorrow and pain. Amen. These things happen to us each day. All we need to do is to call upon the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He will answer you. All right? Let us move on. I won't be long this evening, so don't worry. By the way, do you understand me a little bit? All right. Praise God. Amen. I'm not speaking in tongues here. All right? All right. It says, call upon me. We know this forest, the pleading Savior. Amen? What God says here next? He said, and I will answer thee. Friend, we know this a promising Savior. Amen? He said, I will answer thee, church. Now, God himself said that he will answer us. Amen? Jeremiah was hurting. Amen? Maybe he probably wanted to doubt God at this time. And he was hurting and he was in pain and grief. Amen? And probably he wanted to give up and probably he wanted to quit. But God said, hey, look, call upon me, Jeremiah, and I will answer you. All right? My friend, God holds his promises. Amen? Don't ever let the devil get the best part of you and ever think that God will leave you in times of your troubles. Amen? He's a promising Savior, my friends. Hey, there are promises in the Bible, and not one God has failed. Amen? Not a single promise God has failed. Amen? God said if you call upon his name, he will what? He will save you. How did you get saved? Didn't you call upon the name of Christ? Amen? That's a promise God gave to us. Amen? Now listen to this. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. That's another promise God has given unto us. Amen. As long as you're not saved and you call upon Christ, he will save you. Amen. That is the cause of salvation. God said, whosoever, amen, whosoever. He says, listen to this. He says, for God so loved the world. Church, just look at that phrase clearly there. It didn't say for God loved the world. It says for God so loved the world. Amen. That is the cause for salvation today. Amen. It is because God loved us so much. For example, all of you who are married here, you might tell your wife every now and then, or you should tell your wife every day actually, that I love you. Alright? Isn't that true, preacher? But if you tell her, honey, I love you so much, that'll make a big difference. All right? You never know what will happen. She might buy a special gift for you. All right? Now listen to this. God loved us so much, and that is the cause for salvation today. Amen? That is the cause for salvation. Amen? My friend, God holds on his promise, and don't ever let the devil get the best part of you today. Amen? Third, and finally, I promise you I won't be long. I know many ought to go to work tomorrow and different stuff. All right? We know this forest, pleading Savior. Secondly, we notice there a promising Savior. If anybody give me the third point, I'll give you 100 Guyanese dollars, even though I don't have any value. The third point we notice there. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I didn't walk with any guy in his money, alright? Because one of your US is 200 of my money. So I don't have any value to walk here. Nevertheless, we see there, the preacher said, the Bible says here, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Friend, we're serving a powerful Savior. Amen. We're serving a pleading Savior, a promising Savior, and also we are serving a powerful Savior. God says that if we call upon Him, He will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. The God that we are serving, He is powerful. Amen. He has the power to change lives. Amen. He has the power to heal broken marriages. All right. He had the power to meet financial needs. All right. I know probably you all are praying for your own building. God has the power to meet that need. Amen. God can make a breakthrough and God can do great things. The Bible says there that call upon Him and He will show you great and mighty things which you know not. Amen. All you need to do today is to call to the powerful Savior. Don't ever underestimate the power of God. Amen. He has the power to change lives, to meet financial needs, to heal sickness. If somebody that you love or you know somebody that is sick, hey, don't ever, whenever you go on your knees, don't ever doubt God. Amen. Just believe that God can do a miracle in that person's life. Amen. My sister prayed and prayed for us, and look at us today. My brothers are preachers. Amen. My two sisters, both of them marry pastors. Amen. And my dad, from a drunkard, he became a preacher. Look at that. It's because the power of God. The power of God can change lives. Amen. Friends, the Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commended His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. The power of God is able to change life. He had the power to, Christ had the power to lay His life down and to raise it up. Amen. God wants to save sinners this evening. Amen. God wants to save sinners today. And it takes you and I as Christians who God had saved and called. Amen. To go there, knock on doors, witness to people, stand up on the street, witness to them one face to face. Amen. Give them the gospel. It doesn't matter if they don't get saved. You cannot save anybody. We cannot save anybody. We go there and we witness and we leave the job to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, there's no power in us to save people but the Holy Spirit today. All right? Now, God today, He want to save people. Amen. Maybe I don't know you. Amen. I just met you a couple minutes ago. Maybe you might have an alcohol problem. Amen. Maybe you might have a drugs problem. Maybe people might be drug addicts then, or a wife abuser, or a wife beater. In Guyana, these men, they will beat their wife, then they will kill the wife, and they will kill themselves. All right? But don't let that scare you from coming to Guyana. All right? Listen to this. God can change you, and God can take you out from that sin. Amen? And many times, preacher, many of us as Christians, even though we come to church day after day, week after week, we have a sin we call in Guyana sweetheart sin. Alright? These are the sins that we hold dear to our hearts and we don't ever want to let loose. Amen? But these are the things that will keep us back, church. Amen? These are the things that will hold us back. But tonight, or today, I want to tell you this, that God has the power to set you free from that sin. Amen? The God that I'm serving today, His name is Jesus Christ. Hey, He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a powerful God. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. Amen? He's a great I Am. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Everlasting Father. I can go on and on tonight and tell you all about my God. Amen. And I trust tonight that each and every one of you here have trusted Christ as your Savior. I don't know you as I said, but if you never have trusted Christ, tonight you can have a chance to make Christ the Lord of your lives. All right? Even though people might come to church week after week and year after year, many times many of them are not saved. Amen. Now listen to this. Christ is standing at the doors of our heart, amen, knocking today. Would you let Him in? He's standing there with His arms wide open to forgive us of our sins. Would you give Him a chance and confess your sins to Him, amen? Give Him a chance to be Lord of your life. Make Him God of your life today, amen? God has the power to forgive you, amen? Because what? If Christ didn't want to forgive us, He would have never leave His precious throne in heaven. Come down upon the face of the earth, church. Look at this. And die for our sins. They beat Him. They put Him on the cross. They nailed Him. They did all kind of things to Him. They put a crown of thorn on His head. They pluck His beard.
They pierced his side. Come on. Why he did that? It is because he loved us. Amen. We are serving a loving God today. How thankful we should be. Amen. God is great and God is awesome. Just roll back the curtains a little bit this evening and see where God has brought you from or where you could have been this evening. Amen. And you'll learn to appreciate and you'll learn to be thankful to God for the good things he has done for you. Amen. Tonight, God loves each and every one of you. And he wants to give people a chance. Amen. He wants to give people a chance. Amen. Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you. He wants to save you. That is why he left the portals of glory and came to the earth as a man to die for our sins. Amen. There is forgiveness in the blood tonight of Christ. Amen. The blood that he shed on Calvary's cross, there is forgiveness in that blood, church. Amen. No matter what your sins are, no matter what are the wrong things you've done, you can, probably you've done the world of sin. Tonight, God can forgive you. Amen. This evening, God can forgive you. There is hope in the power of Christ, in the power of the blood this evening. Amen. Maybe you might lost all hope and maybe there's a need that you're praying for and you think that, hey, God will never answer this prayer. There is hope tonight in Christ. Amen. Don't ever give up hope in Christ. Amen. Will you give him a chance tonight to be the Lord of your life? If he doesn't know Christ, I plead with you tonight, this evening, give him a chance in your life. All right? We notice there that a loving God becomes a pleading Savior. What else? A promising Savior. And don't ever forget that he's a powerful Savior. He's not a statue. He's not a brick. He's not St. Mary or St. Joseph like these Catholics do. He's not a stone that Hindus pray to. Hey, he's an awesome God. He's a real God, church. Amen. God want to make a difference in our lives tonight. But it's all up to us as his children to give him a chance. Amen. Will you tonight, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, I plead with you. I came all the way from Guyana. Didn't know how I'd be in this church to meet you wonderful saints. But if there is someone here tonight, under the sound of my voice, doesn't know Christ as your Savior, if you want, I can go on my knees and literally beg you to accept him. My friend, there is hell. There is a hell. Amen. And hell is real. God did not create hell for us. Amen. Today, we choose to go to hell. God had created hell for the fallen angels and Satan, all right? But men today choose to go to hell. Church, there is a hell and there is a heaven. And the final words I want to tell you is this, that we don't have to live in sin. And we don't have to serve the devil. Amen? You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to serve the devil. Christ made the way for us. Amen? Thank you so much for having us here. And I now hand the service back over to our dear pastor.
Amen. Let's bow in prayer for our time of invitation. Father, we thank you for this wonderful truth in the book of Jeremiah. Father, I guess the question comes, will we believe it? Will we believe your plea and your promise and then call upon you? Lord, you want to do great and mighty things. There's no question. You told us that you want to do great and mighty things and that you will do great and mighty things. Father, if we don't see it, it must be that we're not calling upon you. So I pray that tonight we would take that hardest thing, whether it be something with our family, something with our church, something with our own Christian walk, sin that has been besetting us, or whatever that thing is that seems almost impossible, let us call upon you for it. Let us claim your promise and look for great and mighty things.